This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In northern Wisconsin, tomorrow, 36-year-old Chai Vang will be sentenced for the murder of six deer hunters last November. The shooting followed a racially charged trespassing confrontation. Vang is Hmong, and the killing sparked racial tensions in both Wisconsin and Minnesota, where more than 100,000 Hmong have settled after fleeing Laos. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Gil Halstead reports, the tension still lingers as hunters get ready for this year's deer hunting season.
The leaves are already off the trees in Sawyer County. From a trail on Dale Olson's land just 2 miles from where the killings took place, the hills around Meteor Township are a soft grayish brown, dotted with the occasional bright green of a balsam fir or a white pine. Olson is the Meteor Town chairman. Today he's checking for deer tracks as he walks to the edge of his land to post a no trespassing sign in Spanish, Hmong, and English.
After the tragedy we had last year, I wanted to do something, anything, whatever I could do. And our town actually looked at trying to get a grant to purchase 1,000 of these signs and give them away.
A local hunting club helped out, and the signs are going up, in part as a testament to the linguistic and cultural divide between Hmong and white hunters. During his trial, Chai Vang claimed the victims threatened him with racial slurs and fired a shot at him before he fired back, killing six and wounding two. But the two surviving hunters testified that Vang fired first. Vang was convicted of 6 counts of first-degree homicide. Dale Olson says it was trespassing that apparently sparked the incident.
People do really dumb things for a deer.
Olson says it will take more than new signs to solve this problem. Looking up at his tree stand on the hill above his house, he says he and many other hunters plan to be more careful this year when meeting others in the woods.
If I came to this stand and saw somebody up in it, you can be absolutely sure I would approach with more caution, if approach at all. There's no doubt about that.
Hmong hunters say they too will be more cautious. In the days after the killings, many told stories of harassment from white hunters. George Xiong has been running Hmong language classes on state hunting regulations, including the boundaries of private property. He recalls one case where Hmong hunters returned to their campsite to find human excrement in their cooking pots and a threatening note nailed to a tree.
A lot of people have been doing something like this to treat the Hmong unfairly in the North Woods up there.
Another Hmong hunter, Lo Pao Vang, is a junior high guidance counselor who's been hunting in Wisconsin for 18 years. He says he's never been harassed, and he hopes last year's killings will encourage Hmong and white hunters to get to know each other better.
It was a mistake from both sides, I believe, but I have heard talks in the Hmong communities and also in the mainstream communities as well about how do we actually talk to each other, communicating with each other.
Trespassing during hunting season is not a new problem. There have been angry confrontations between white hunters as well. Department of Natural Resources Warden Mark Burmesh says changing land ownership patterns are affecting all hunters, and it's getting harder to get permission from some landowners to hunt on their land.
Years ago, if a hunter wanted to go out and hunt a 200-acre parcel, you'd find one landowner that owned that whole acreage. Now, because land has been divided up and sold in smaller and smaller pieces, you may have to try to track down 20 individual landowners. They all own 10 acres. It's more complicated now.
The DNR is now airing radio and TV public service announcements in Hmong, Spanish, and English, highlighting trespassing regulations and safe hunting practices.
Accomplished hunters follow the rules of hunter safety. They always ask 3 questions before crossing the fence or pulling the trigger. Is it legal? Is it safe? Is it fair?
The state has also hired Hmong translators to staff a poaching hotline to handle calls from Hmong hunters with complaints or questions. Tomorrow's sentencing of Chai Vang will bring last year's killings back into focus for many, just as the hunting season here is about to begin, and hunters are trying to forget about last year's tragedy. For NPR News, I'm Gil Halstead.